The coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, online at WSJMSports.com, also on the WSJM Sports app. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski back at Henry's Hamburgers. St. Joe coach Andrew Prattley is joining us. The Bears, a 34-7 winner at Portage Central last night. We were talking before we went on the air. Brett and I went with the entire offensive line as far as our player of the game goes. We'll go ahead and let them wrestle it out as far as who gets the pizza and see if they share it or not. But we wanted to give you just a chance to name them individually, because it's so easy to talk about the skill position players and lose sight of the fact that the guys up front are working their tails off to make it all happen.
Yeah, and it's never a glorious thing, right? You don't get your name announced too much, so it's awesome you guys did that for him. But, you know, my dad coached the offensive line, Michael Prattley, and he's done a great job with a younger squad, and, you know, really have about 10 guys with Briggs at tight end. So, you know, Briggs Mosier, our tight end, Miggy Villalobos is a right tackle, Alex Taylor, senior right guard, Mason Gettert, center. We use two guards on the left side, Lucas Utter and Joey Ciccarello, and Big Joe Brown is our left tackle. But we also, you know, guys that step in, Nash Kent, Logan Veldman, Lucas White, and Balroop Gatra, you know, all stepping in up there at times. And it's just gotten a lot better, really improved. The first game was a little bit of a struggle, and they just continue to get better every week. And it's awesome to see them recognized for that. And Jeremiah gave a big shout-out on the bus when he got on the bus last night, you know, for them too. And so it's good to see them get recognition. When you're an offensive lineman, you don't do it for the glory. You don't do it for your name in the paper. You just do it because it's part of the team and a selfless job. But they do a great job, and they continue to get better.
A good offensive line is an intelligent group as well. It's not, some people take it for granted that once the ball is snapped, all you do is just block the guy in front of you. And it is far from that.
Yeah, it's the old dumb lineman thing is really just not true. And I don't know our combined GPA, but I guarantee you it's really high with that group. And, you know, there's, yeah, it's a lot of things, a lot of communication. That was one of the things we struggled with early, communicating with each other, letting everybody know who's coming and who's going and who we're not blocking, who we are blocking. And you know, they're just keeping getting better at that. And as they do, it continues to make us better offensively.
You got a little shower after the game. Yeah. I don't know if they were searching for a big water jug and they came up with water bottles or something.
I have no idea. It's a little sneak attack action. And yeah, I got a little wet. It was cold last night. So
and you probably didn't bring a change of clothes.
I always bring a change of clothes.
Really?
I learned my lesson a long time ago. So I always have a change of clothes with me.
Smart man. Have you noticed... me personally, I've noticed on the sideline after the games, during pregame warmups, that the confidence level of this team continues to rise, and the enjoyment of playing the game seems to have risen as well. Not like they didn't enjoy it before, they did, but it just seems to be a confident, loose group that is just working hard and enjoying what they're doing.
I think we're having fun together. It's a really great group of kids and a great staff, and so we just get after it in practice a little bit, and then and kind of enjoy Friday nights. It's you know, we keep reminding the kids you don't get to do this forever, and those are special nights, and it's a special team right now. So continue to ride the emotion, continue to have fun on Friday nights, and just do what we do.
And your guys are ready to play. Ciccarello, I think, rolled his ankle on one of those offensive plays early in the ball game, and that's when you guys were going at a pretty fast pace. Yeah. And I'm not sure who came in for him, but there was no looking who's supposed to go in. It was seamless. The only way I recognize is because I saw Ciccarello having a limp off the field.
Yeah, Lucas Utter comes in there, and yeah, just seamless. Those guys do a great job, and I think our staff really does a great job of preparing multitude of kids. Again, go back to Andy had a step in for Troy a few weeks ago, and we've really had that with wherever we are position-wise, somebody the next man up kind of mentality, and our staff does a great job preparing those guys during the week to that if they do have to jump in, they're ready, and you know, that's a testament to our kids, you know, the challenge teams, the scout teams that go every week and prep the other side of the ball, and so they're getting work in too, and you know, they don't necessarily fail on Friday nights as much as the other guys, but they're contributing just as much or more during the week to that success on Friday night. So you know, when they do get their opportunity to come in into that starting unit, they do a great job.
What about the stamina of the guys up front? Brett had brought it up, especially the first couple of drives. I mean, when you talk about hurry up, it was hurry up offense. Do you have any offensive linemen come up to you, coach? Can we take a couple of more seconds in between plays?
I tell you, they, they knew from the get-go, and Coach Iliff really does a great job on our defensive side of the ball to go real fast at them, get a lot of plays in during practice. So, with a lot of our kids going only one way offensive line-wise, they're getting a lot of that kind of repetition both when we're on offense and when we're on defense too. So they're getting a lot of reps in practice, and it's quite honestly one of those things that we haven't had one issue with all year, so it's a testament to them and their mental fortitude and getting themselves in shape. And it's been great to not have to have kids tap out. We can go fast and continue to pound the rock.
And you had talked and touched on the scout team and the young men who are doing that, who aren't getting a lot of playing time on Friday nights, and maybe talk about them and, the coaches that get them ready for. Because I'll tell you, what you did in defense, you could tell your scout team did a pretty good job preparing.
Obviously this week is a little easier because it's a very similar offensive sleaze. So, it was good for that. But, again, our defensive staff does a tremendous job of preparation. And because we do have a lot of kids that go one way, we do a lot of one-on-one, ones-on-ones and that kind of thing. So we got a lot of kids, and game of football is one of those things when you're a good football team, it's not just the 11 guys on the field, and it takes a special kid to go to practice every day and work their tail off to make the guy across from them better, and knowing that they may or may not ever see the field on Friday night, I always have a special place in my heart for those kids because it's a lot of work. They're working just as much or more than the guys that are getting their names in the paper, getting their names on the radio. But they're really, really pushing us and getting us better. And that's why football is the ultimate team sport and the greatest sport there is, because it relies on everybody. And it's not just the guys on the field. It's everybody on the roster.
St. Joe coach Andrew Prattley joining us here on the Coaches and WSJM Sports. I kind of jokingly mentioned with you in the pregame show last night, it seems like every week you're seeing – a stud quarterback, and you had another one last night.
And we'll get another one next week, one the next week. And so, just a lot of really good athletes. And I think that people have started to realize in the game of football, and not everybody, but for the most part, the quarterback's a position that no matter what you do offensively is a weapon. And a lot of people are starting to utilize that. And obviously, he's a tremendous athlete, one of the best baseball players in the country. And so, seeing him last night and physicality he brought to the table, and just a really tough kid.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap things up with St. Joe coach Andrew Prattley. The Bears, the winner at Portage Central last night. The coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
How do you celebrate the Big 6-0 in business? By counting all the burgers you've sold since 1959. That's right. Henry's Hamburgers is celebrating 60 years in business this year. Juicy, delicious, pure beef burgers with that Henry's grilled flavor. Join the party and celebrate Henry's Big 6-0 in business. Henry's Hamburgers.
I'm hungry for a Henry's.
Now we'll count the french fries. 1, 2, 3.
The experience that our agents have is uncomparable to any other agency in this area.
Tarek Halsey and Rich Brandt of IMS, an auto owner's agency, talk about their team of professionals.
It really boils down to our employees. We have great people that work for us, that we trust, that are honest, that are hardworking, that work together as a team, that put the interest of their client first.
I'm very confident that any agent in our office can handle your needs or anybody else's.
Call IMS in St. Joe and Niles, an auto owner's agency.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week's specials, T-bone steak, $6.99 a pound, 8-pound bag of Michigan russet potatoes, $1.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $1.99 a pound.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, ProMaster, and Mazda. I'd like to talk to you a little about the new Ram truck. They advertise no compromise, and sometimes that ads, you say, what the heck does that mean? I've really been looking at our new truck, and I know what they mean by no compromise. Right now, when I'm recording this commercial, I'm sitting in the truck with the motor running. Can you hear it? It is so quiet, and these seats are so good. I'd blow the horn right now to show you I'm in it, but there's people right in front of the hood. I don't want to scare them, but these are really a quality truck. So if you're interested in a quality truck, come and see me.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, St. Joe coach Andrew Prattley joining us. The Bears improved to 6-0 on the season with a 34-7 win over Portage Central last night. And I mentioned to you in the pregame show, you win it and you get a playoff berth, and it's that sounds nice. And you're
it's always nice to get those things out of the way. You're not really stressing about it, and you know, getting it in week six, obviously, earliest you can do it with a 9-game schedule. So it was great for our kids to kind of set one of those goals and reach it that early. And now it's you know, got to move on to some bigger things and hopefully take care of some conference championship games. And you know, now it's playoff seeding, home games, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And next week going to be another great opponent coming into Dickinson, undefeated.
Yeah,
Battle Creek Lakeview.
They're, you know, just got done watching film on them this morning, and very fast and physical team, and, you know, they really get after it defensively, so it's going to be a big challenge for our offense. And, you know, offensively for them, they don't do a ton. They just kind of, here we are, stop us, and they're physical up front and have some really quick backs, and the quarterback that's he's a middle linebacker on defense, so he's that kind of kid, brings that to the table offensively. So it's going to be a big challenge for us, but an exciting night to be back home and finish out the regular season at home with two undefeated teams.
And they keep the ball on the ground quite a bit?
They do, and they do it well, so it'll be an interesting night.
And I understand defensively they're having a really nice season, Lakeview.
Yeah, they do a great job. I think statistically speaking, we're pretty similar in terms of points allowed and points scored, and so should be a really good matchup. It's you know, a great night for high school football next Friday.
And I know you don't know for sure, but already last night and this morning, some people are asking, so what time is kickoff going to be on Friday? We don't know yet, right?
Don't know yet. I mean, we're going to go with 7 o'clock until we hear otherwise, and I'm hoping it stays that way. It's better for our fans, but we understand, obviously, the concerns with health, too, and so we'll take all those things into consideration and make that decision.
Other than your son Troy, any major injuries at this point in the season?
We're real lucky to be you know, outside of that one injury. So we're pretty good right now. I mean, there's obviously at this point in the season everybody's hurt, but right now I think we just have the one injury. So hopefully that'll continue to stay that way. It's always good to have everybody healthy.
How tough is it on him? I mean, he wants to be out there and playing. It's got to be eating him inside.
It's tough, but, you know, it is part of the game, and it's a good life lesson to learn. And he's done a good job of kind of continuing to lead from the sidelines and offer me lots of suggestions. I kind of need him back on the field because he's driving me nuts on the sidelines with all the – he's got the iPad in his hands now, so he sees everything, you know. But, it's good. It's good. It's a good life lesson for him, and it's been good, you know, like I said, to have Andy step up and do the job he's done. It's been tremendous.
Well, you mentioned, you know, the doctors were saying, you know, a certain amount of time. You were hoping a little bit earlier. He's probably hoping a lot earlier than you're hoping.
Yeah, and I think the doctor checkup yesterday made my – I think we're going to be pretty standard. So, you know, he'll get back when he gets back. Mm-hmm. Until then, it's going to continue to, you know, just continue to do what we do. And Andy's done a great job, and I continue to expect that to happen again.
All right, so St. Joe's hosting Lakeview Friday night, going in both teams at 6-0. We'll let you know as soon as we find out officially what time kickoff is, but if Lakeview doesn't mind, it'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff.
Sounds great to me.
Let's hope that they don't have a problem with it.
Amen.
All right. Congratulations on the win. Enjoy your trip to Ann Arbor. Going to see the you got a good one, too.
Got a good
Michigan
one today.
And Iowa.
Yeah. Michigan and Iowa today. I get to spend some time with my oldest daughter home from college and have a little daddy-daughter time today, and
awesome.
Enjoy, hopefully, a win at the Big House.
Yeah.
All right.
Have fun.
Yeah, thanks
enjoy.
A lot, guys.
We will take a break. We'll come back and talk some Lakeshore football with Coach Brian Keim next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient. These workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit NECANI.org.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert forecast on WSJM Sports.
Your forecast for Southwest Michigan will feature clouds building after a chilly start to the day, and that's going to hold our temperatures to right around 60 degrees, maybe a few spots in the low 60s. Some showers are going to be likely later this evening and through the overnight hours, but it dries out for Sunday, and once again, we expect temperatures to be in the low 60s. Temperatures staying in the 60s through next week. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
The coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions here in town, in St. Joe. They're local. They know you and your fans and your team better than anyone else, and they're competitively priced. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe or check out PremierPromos.com. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski back in Henry's Hamburgers. Lakeshore coach Brian Keim is joining us. The Lancers fall on the road at Battle Creek Lakeview. How tough was it for you guys in earlier start? Because you had a 5 o'clock kickoff, and you had to go to Battle Creek. I mean, how much did that throw you guys off?
Kids got out at 1, so it was kind of like a half day. Kids got out at 1, and then we left at 1:30. So, it's just different. The whole season's been different. So, we pulled into Battle Creek Lakeview about 3:15 and a little before 3, around 3. And the kids were, Lakeview High School was just getting dismissed. So we got kind of caught in some traffic. So just a different weird feeling. But otherwise, it was fine.
And I heard Al talking with the guys on Friday Night Fever last night. It frustrating for you guys. It almost seems to be a theme this year. It's getting hurt by a big play.
Yeah, these games are identical. You lose to St. Joe and you give up a pick six and a kickoff return. We're trailing 14-7, middle of the third in this game, and they hadn't scored an offensive point. We gave up a pick six and a punt block. So it's a struggle right now. It's frustrating. It's uncharted territories for us, for myself. I've never been in this situation, so I'm not doing a good job. I'm not handling it well. I just can't get us to do the things we need to do, and it's not on the kids because they're working hard. So just got to keep trying to figure it out.
But defensively overall, I think as we go back to the St. Joe game and last week, you hold teams under 20, 17 points in this conference. You think, hey, we should be winning these ball games.
Yeah, defensively right now I think we're giving up about 13 points a game. But the problem is we're giving up one on special teams and usually one on offense, so which kind of tallies to 20-some points. But, it's just a struggle. It's an absolute struggle right now, and it's hard because I think we've got players. I think we've got talent. But, man, we just can't seem to put it together. Anytime there's a big play out there to be made right now, we just can't make it. And defensively, I thought we played – I think they had less than 30 total yards in the first half.
Wow.
But the problem is it's 7-7 because we threw a pick six. So, it is what it is. We got three games left. We got to just kind of find a way to grind through it and try to get something good going.
Yeah, they had the interception return for the touchdown, and then you score in the second quarter. Going in a locker room tied 7-7, once you scored that touchdown, you had to feel pretty good about
it. Yeah, we did, but we had the ball. So defensively, we get a turnover on midfield with about 3 minutes left, and we got a chance to kind of maybe go up one more score. We get a good play on first down. Second down, we have a negative play, so it's third and 14, third and 12. We throw a toss pass with Trajan. We get what we want. They're not ready for it, so there's a pass interference call. So we're going to get first down, and then there's a backside flag on a hold, which kind of was the whole night. Anytime we had a big call that could have really spun the game for us, there was an offsetting penalty. So I haven't watched the tape, so I don't know, but. And then we replay the down, and obviously then we had to punt. So just those things all night, we couldn't get them.
I think listening to Al in the post game show, the one comment he had brought up last night, just this season you haven't had the big play.
The other guys have, and you have.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
No, we're getting beat on special teams right now. I mean, we've lost three games on special teams. Kickoff return against St. Joe, missed an extra point versus Portage Central, and a punt block for a touchdown against Battle Creek Lakeview. I think if you take those points away, No, those games are completely different. So that's why they have three phases of the game, and right now we're not winning on that phase at all. And then you throw in a struggling offense and, you know, a mounting pressure on the defense to continue to do what they're doing, which is play great defense. And, shoot, I think we must have had two or three takeaways. And we just but we just can't get it together all at once.
And last week with Portage Central on the stat sheet, you won the game there. The only place you didn't was the final score.
Yeah, you know, I thought we played well. We just, you know, again, it's my fault, but we had two turnovers. We had a fourth and one that we got stopped on that could have gained us momentum. And then even when we have momentum and we score with about 5-6 minutes left, and we missed the extra point, it was just a big deal, because then it's, you know, now you're chasing instead of going, all right. Just kind of been that year. And, you know, it's just, it's hard. It's real hard.
You know, last night, it looks like you went to Zeke Roll quite a bit to run the ball for you.
Yeah, we tried to get an eye. You know, we had J.J. Bushu out. Aiden Jackson was out. So we had Trajan and Zeke. Andrew Leese was out. Michael Nate was out. And Jacoby was out. So we tried to get in there and pound a little bit.
Just take one bus?
We could have. Yeah, we dressed 39 kids, so we could have. So we tried to pound it a little bit, but then they just put 9 kids in the box. And then after we fell behind, we felt like we needed to throw it a little bit. And, you know, we just can't make those. Just can't do it right now. So, you know, I'm not real sure what the answer is, but we'll just keep searching for it.
I know traditionally you have not been afraid to move players around throughout the season, different positions. Is that something you're still doing, or are you kind of set?
No, we've been moving. I think we've got to find something that can spark us through the rest of the year and then build for the future. That's, I think, going to take a drastic move at some spots. And, you know, we're gonna do anything we possibly can to take these seniors out the right way. And, that's on me. So we'll see. But right now it's a banged-up locker room. It's a locker room that hasn't ever felt this way. And, you know, to be honest, they're searching for guidance. And I'm struggling to give it right now.
Lakeshore coach Brian Keim is joining us here on the coaches at Henry's Hamburgers on WSJM Sports. And it's got to be eating you and your coaching staff inside, because, like you mentioned, special teams play. One play here, one play there in each game, and this is a totally different record right now.
Yeah, and you can go back. I mean, I can go back to the 6 years prior and think of all the games we won with one big play, with one big special team play. I mean, just tons. So this year, you know, we're on that other end of them. Obviously we haven't done a good enough job. They're just little miscues, just little things, like the punt. You know, we had it blocked. We just wasn't our best snap of the night. And then it happened to take them a little bit to their block side. And if that snaps anywhere else except to his right, we're probably good. Mm-hmm. But it's just like it's a little bad, and then it's a little to his right, and it's just like the perfect storm. So, but otherwise, you know, Riley's been great snapping, and, you know, he had one bad one. It just happened to be at that time, and it was bad news for us.
Lakeview last night defensively, did they come as advertised?
I think Lakeview's a pretty good football team. Yeah, Lakeview's a pretty good football team. They're kind of what we thought they'd be, pretty simple on offense and just pound it. Their quarterback, I thought, was really good. So I can guarantee. You know, I know one of their coaches, and he's a good friend of mine. Played at Central together, and he said by far we were the most physical team they've played, and they haven't played teams like Arkside yet, right. So they're going to find out. But I was really impressed with their quarterback. So we hit him. I mean, we hit him, and then he went out, took his shoulder pads off for the rest of the second quarter, and I'm not sure what was up, but he came back in the second half and played every snap on offense and every snap on defense. But he's a stud. He was a stud last year. He's by far one of the top 5 players in our conference on both sides. So he's a good player, and they're real physical. And on defense, I thought they were good. But, man, we left a lot out there. We left a lot of opportunities out there. So
just missed opportunities, it sounds like.
Just missed, yeah. You know, when we got guys open, we miss them. You know, when we got a big run, you know, we miss a block. Mm-hmm. We just can't put it together. But a lot of that is on them. You know, they play really hard. And that's a team, I'd say no different than what I'm seeing in St. Joe. That's just they've got a lot of swagger right now in the right way, and they're playing with it.
Confidence does help, doesn't it? Mm-hmm. That's the aspect of the ball game. Peters, that can make a big difference in moving forward or going backwards.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, we're a team right now that that's on the opposite end of that as far as, you know, we kind of feel like, at least it feels like to me, that we're kind of waiting for that bad thing to happen. And we're just like almost expecting it at this point in time. And you can't do that stuff. You can't play that way and you can't think that way. But it's hard to get over when it's happened so many times.
And probably waiting for the big play to happen to spark something for you as well.
I think we're all hoping for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's there, and I know we're all pressing, and we're all trying to do so much. But yep, we got three left. We got to figure it out.
And I would think, and I had mentioned this, I think, in the kickoff show, you need a good start. I mean, you guys need like a 14-0 start.
We have not led a game since Niles.
Okay.
So, yeah, so we have not been in a lead since Niles. And the start last night wasn't the start we wanted. You know, right. we haven't won a toss, or we never get to win the toss and defer, but just wasn't a great start, and they had a pick six, and all of a sudden we're chasing already.
Brian Keim joining us here on the coaches from Henry's Hamburgers as we talk Lakeshore football. We'll take a break. More coming up. We wrap things up with Coach Keim on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell, Fort Lincoln, Saline & Niles, the number one Volume 4 dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save, because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell, Ford, Lincoln, Saline & Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
McGee's, heating and air. Feel at ease with McGee's. Serving Southwest Michigan along the lake shore. Growing relationships at every front door. Replacement service and repair. Better performance because we care. Visit McGee'sHeating.com. McGee's, heating and air. Feel at ease with McGee's.
Today you can buy your insurance on the internet. But if you have a house fire, you don't want your insurance over the internet.
Rich Brandt and Tarek Halsey of IMS, an auto owner's agency, know that buying insurance online sounds easy, but there are risks.
There's very important medical questions, like personal injury protection questions and whatnot, if you have medical insurance. And if those aren't answered correctly, then in the result of a major accident, you may not have proper coverage.
IMS, an auto owner's agency, St. Joseph and Niles.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, Lakeshore coach Brian Keim joining us. The Lancers falling on the road at Battle Creek Lakeview last night. We've seen with St. Joe, and you've seen it as well, your opposition here in the conference, night in and night out, you're looking at a pretty talented quarterback on the other side of the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've played, played six games, three of the teams, two of them are undefeated, and one's 5-1. In the Portage Central, I think that was a game that we were better than them, but they're 3-3. So you play good football. It's a good football conference. It's always been a great football conference. To be honest, this is the first year. I thought last year we just weren't ready. This year, I thought the front loaded season really put us in a bind, because we got just a lot to do real fast, and we get beat up And I think it's kind of caught up with us. We've got a lot of kids that are playing with that aren't even close to 100%, but are out there battling and doing the best they can. So.
And next week you got Gull Lake homecoming.
We got Gull Lake. On. So yeah, I don't know much about them. To be honest, at this point, it doesn't matter about the other team. We just got to figure out ourselves. Not sure that any team has truly beaten us, because we've just caused so many mental mistakes ourselves. So you're 2-4. You're in a position you haven't been. You're in a spot that's not familiar, and we're gonna find out what we can do.
Al Pichoka was telling me the other day he heard that, whether it was Monday or whatever it was, the players got together and just wanted to have a players-only meeting. My first reaction was, that's pride right there. That's a group of guys that are just proud to be Lakeshore football, and they want to right the ship.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. Yeah, they had a meeting Sunday, and you know, I think it went all right, but... Yeah, I just think right now we got a lot of guys talking, and we need to do less talking and more working. So we'll try to do that this week.
Any changes like to the practice schedule that you're gonna...
You know, we cut back a little bit. You know, with so many kids out, we've tried to limit what we're doing. Defensively, I think we're really good. Defensively, I think we're clean. We're seeing what we need to see. You know, and I just got to figure out offensively how to. I guess we'll just keep simplifying to get better at what we're doing because we're just not good at it yet. So that might get even simpler than we had this week, which was as basic as I've been since Joel Brawley was a sophomore. So it's
kind of less is more scenario.
It's what we're trying, you know, it's just still not clicking. So we'll figure it out.
I know it's probably too early to tell, but do you anticipate being at least a little more healthy going into Gull Lake?
No, we know JJ's out for sure. Mm-hmm. I think we'll probably be about the same or worse. I mean, that was a physical game last night. We had a lot of kids pretty sore, pretty hurt. I think we might get lucky and get Aiden back, but his foot, I mean, I don't know, he couldn't even move. So,
wow.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
He's going to play the role of Colonel Potter from MASH.
Yeah, we're as beat up as we've been, that's for sure. So, but, you know, we played good football teams, and you know, it's a physical game.
So it's Gull Lake on Friday. It's homecoming, and right now it's looking at like a 5:30 kickoff.
As far as I know, yeah. So as far as I know, it's still a 5:30 set. So we'll, I guess if that changes, we'll spread the word. But
are you one of those coaches that doesn't mind homecoming week, or is it one of those like, oh, geez, we're going to have this going on, so many distractions? Where are you on that kind of?
You know, I don't know, you know, to be honest with you. Normally it doesn't matter to me. But this year, you know, it's hard. It's hard not being able to help and not give our kids what they deserve, which is a competitive football team. And right now we're not competitive. So it's hard, and I don't know what to do. I don't know how to fix it, so I'll just keep going to work.
It'll start this week.
Yep.
Confident.
Start today,
yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
All
yeah,
right.
We'll figure it out.
All right, good to see you. Thanks so much for coming in, Brian. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Lakeshore's home against Gull Lake Friday night. It's going to be a 5:30 kickoff. It's homecoming for the Lancers. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk Lake Michigan Catholic football next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
McGee's Heating and Air. Feel at ease with McGee's.
Leaves are turning, nights are cooler. Put your mind at ease and schedule a professional furnace tune-up. McGee's technicians will ensure your system is safe and running at peak performance. Make sure that you ask about becoming a CARE Club member and save 30% on future repairs and 0% financing for qualified customers. Serving Southwest Michigan along the Lakeshore.
McGee's Heating and Air. Feel at ease with McGee's.
How do you celebrate the Big 6-0 in business? By counting all the burgers you've sold since 1959. That's right. Henry's Hamburgers is celebrating 60 years in business this year. Juicy, delicious, pure beef burgers with that Henry's grilled flavor. Join the party and celebrate Henry's Big 6-0 in business. Henry's Hamburgers.
I'm hungry for a Henry's.
Now we'll count the French fries. One, two, three.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to rogersfoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports back at Henry's Hamburgers. Want to give a shout out to Mama Graziano.
Yeah.
She went to the game last night in Portage for St. Joe, and she forgot the cookies. And I was thinking about it about halftime. I said,
right.
"My gosh,
hungry.
I hope she's okay." Yeah. And then she and her son come walking into Henry's this morning with two bags of cookies, one for us and one for Coach Prattley.
All the way from Three Oaks.
No, I'm good. No, no, no.
You
no.
sure?
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm good. But
all the way from Three Oaks.
That's, yeah, that's, she came. Yeah, really? All the way from Three
her,
Oaks.
Her so, son.
Whoa, man. She's.
Yes,
she does. A very special ladies. We want to thank Mama Graziano. Toby Riley, head coach of the Lake Michigan Catholic Lakers, joining us. Lakers, a hard-fought 44-28 win at Bangor last night. That's probably putting it lightly,
yeah.
Hard-fought.
Well, they were big. They were, again, we watched video. They were. They seem bigger on the field than what we saw in film, and they hit harder. It was their homecoming, so they were fired up. Like always, when it comes to a situation like that, you got to try and weather the storm here right off the bat. And our first drive, we were marching, and we fumble, they pick it up, and I think they had three, four, five plays, and they were in the end zone. So we start out in a hole again, 8-0. They kick off, and they try to squib it, and we had changed and put Dayton Shaw up like 20 yards away from the kickoff. They squib it right to him. He picks it up and runs it back for a 60-yard touchdown. So they didn't do that again. Coach Fairbanks was he does our special teams, and he had him dialed in. So, shooting ourselves in the foot in that first half, and we came out flat. And I'm not a real fiery kind of guy, rah-rah. But halftime we went and we had a nice talk at halftime.
Sure.
And we came out in the second half and we were a little less flat.
Yeah.
So that was good to see. So, but again, they were on our offense. I mean, we were on single wing and they ran single wing. So from a defensive, game planning standpoint, it was probably the easiest that we'll do. All right. Well, hey guys, they run our offense. So we know what we do. So we have to defend what we do. We do it in practice all the time. So, we miss a few assignments on a counter and from a coaching standpoint, I heard Coach Keim on the way in and it does get maddening when you know it's coming and you see it, you call it out and you still don't get it. Those are things that we still got to fix. We've got 3 weeks left to do it, but we're one win closer to me keeping my hair, so I guess that's good.
You mentioned your talk at halftime, so would that have been Father McNally approved conversation?
Ooh, that's optimistic. it was spirited.
Spirit. So it would not be Sister Marianne approved.
No. Nope.
Well, I think she could give a few of those speeches.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Maybe. You just get frustrated because your kids can do it. Mm-hmm. They had a touchdown pass that our corner didn't cover the guy, and you sit on the sidelines and you say, how do you not see that? And so to try to get into a 16-year-old's head, without beating him down and kicking him when he's down, and you gotta make sure he understands what he's supposed to do, and then you gotta pick him back up, so we were able to do that. And like I said, in the second half they came out and we made far fewer mistakes in the second half. So it was good. I don't know. They really sucked it up, and that was satisfying to see, they played with pride in the second half. We told them, we got beat by Martin last week, and for 18 minutes they played real well against Martin. Martin's probably going to be the conference champs this year. I mean, I think they beat Bridgman last night, didn't they?
You know, to give you an idea how good Martin was. I mean, yeah. He took it to Bridgman last night.
Yeah. You know, so for 18 minutes last week, I mean, we were right there in that second half. So, you know, but right now, I still feel like our kids are having a hard time believing in themselves, you know,
sure.
from a confidence standpoint. You know, you go out and we talk all the time about, you know, if you worry about the last play, you're going to miss the next play. And we still seem to be, you know, we'll make a mistake on a play and it affects us for three or four plays down the road. And we just, I don't know, that's on me. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but you know, it's at some point I just got to say something different to get it to stick. So mm-hmm. every week it's a different talk, but with the same theme, you know, trying to figure it out.
Toby Riley, head coach of Lake Michigan Catholic, joining us. The Lakers, the road win 44-28 at Bangor last night. I see Dayton Shaw improved his quarterback rating last night.
Hey, look, again, Air Riley's back.
Yeah,
right there, right
airplane.
There. Got the paper airplane in there and everything. So, you know, again, we are what we are. But, you know, I tell our kids all the time, you run a play to set up the next play.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run power, you wait for the cornerback to fall asleep and suck up to the power. And as soon as he does, that next play, you throw the pass where he was supposed to be, which we did four times. And, I don't know, we had 120 yards passing or 122 yards passing, I think. You know, 3 for 4 with a touchdown. And Charles Booker caught all three of them. And that's, you know, that's good. That's easy coaching there, though. That's not me being a genius. You know, it's the offense working the way that it's supposed to work. And you know, when they see those things, and we watch it in film, and we say, now watch, you know, the previous three plays, we're trying to set up this pass.
Mm-hmm.
And once they finally they see that, and they see the cornerback do just what we want him to do, and then we're able to throw that pass, then you know, like I said, that's when the confidence starts to come in. So we still, again, we've got 3 weeks, and we got to build on that confidence.
And defensively, you guys played a good second half, only giving up 6 points.
Yeah. It was funny. The chain gang they were great. You know, it's every now and again you get in a conversation with the chain gang, and sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're not. Boy, last night in Mid Bangor, they were really cool. So they had scored and we scored. I think it was 16-14, and we'd probably gone through 8 minutes of the first quarter. So the chain gang looks at me and he says, "So what do you think, coach?" I said, "Look, if my money's on 65-62, I said, I'm taking the over." He just started laughing. And so, I don't know. You probably shouldn't be betting with the chain gang, though, right?
Well, depends, you know.
He was nice.
I would say you're reading him.
He bought me a Gatorade and brought it down after halftime.
Well,
so
that
I
nice.
Said that's the first time that's ever happened. So that was kind.
Yeah.
So, but no, the chain gang, that was good. We had some good conversations.
They score the first touchdown, the conversion, they go up 8-0. How much of an exhale moment was it for you to score that next touchdown as opposed to the guys hanging their head, boy, you know, here we go, we're down on the road, it's going to be a tough one?
Well, that was the right thing at the right moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because now we're back on even territory again.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's still, again, I don't care where you're coaching. I mean, high school kids, just you know, it's hard to have something bad happen. And, you know, you give up a touchdown and not to just think, oh, here we go,
right.
You know.
Exactly.
So to try to keep them up and we were 2 minutes into the game or whatever, it was 3 minutes into the game. I mean, so, guys, we got 45 minutes you have to go, you know.
Yeah.
We're not gonna pack it in and head on the bus and have Tom take us home, you know. So it was that was good. And then we came back and they scored the next touchdown, and we answered, and then we stopped, and then we went ahead, and we kept saying, you know, this is going to be one of the whoever stops the other team first and gets that momentum is gonna you know, farewell at the end of the game. So we were able to do that, and you know, it wasn't, you know, Dayton Shaw had a good game, but it wasn't the Dayton Shaw show last night, you know. Charles Booker had, three receptions, I think, for 120 yards and a touchdown. And Brandon Buchanan ran a jet sweep. And you know, we've been wanting for all year. He's a big, powerful kid. He's 6 foot, about, 230. And he's the second fastest kid in our team.
Really?
And so, you know, all year long, we're trying to get him to understand, you know, you can literally run people over. You know, you get a little cornerback out there running a jet sweep, he's not going to stop you. You know, if you got a full head of steam. Well, last night we ran a jet sweep, and he ran the cornerback over and ran it in for a 66-yard touchdown. You know, so again, you have some of those aha moments, and that picked him up for the rest of the game. He had a real good game, you know, after that again. So that's just a confidence thing, you know.
With time.
It does. Two weeks ago, that cornerback makes that tackle, you know. So last night he ran him over. So I'm hoping now for the next 3 weeks, you know, that when we're in that situation, he gets it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think he'll I think he'll start to run hard because he's got that confidence where he knows he can do it.
Lake Michigan Catholic, the winner at Bangor last night, 44-28. We're talking Laker football with Coach Toby Riley. You come up with three fumbles last night too.
Wow.
Yeah, and a pick. Yeah, we had four turnovers last night. So the field was a mess. I don't know where you guys were at last
Portage.
Night. And what was that, turf?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This field was real muddy. Footing was tough. And they again running the single wing every snap is you know from the pistol or from a shotgun and. No, you know, one time they snapped it and ran into the motion guy. Oops, you know. So we were able to get it, and then at the end of the game, they were starting to put together a little drive, and we had a fumble. There's a big pile on the end. How we came up with it, I don't know. But Connor Casey came up with the fumble at the. I'd love to have a GoPro in the bottom of one of them fumble piles.
Sure.
Just to see what happens. You know.
Yeah.
But he came up
no
with that.
Sound,
and,
no.
Yeah, no sound for sure. Well, they had four guys and Connor Casey. And Connor Casey's 5'7", 150 pounds, mm-hmm. and they were big guys and big pile. But Connor comes up with the fumble, and that's right at the end of the game, and we go into victory formation after that. So that was good to see. It was great.
Well, if I want somebody going into a scrum going for a loose ball, I think my vote's going to be Connor Casey.
Oh, yeah, I'll take Casey, yeah. He's a good gutsy little guy.
We'll take a break. More coming up with Toby Riley. Real quick, check on the scoreboard from last night before we hit the break.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's among all your stats. Here we go.
You got
full one or the half one?
Half.
So out of the smack, it was St. Joe going to 6-0. They beat Portage Central 34-7. Lakeview over Lakeshore 27-7. Portage Northern knocks off Nile 63-14. Non-conference action, Spetton Harbor 36, South Bend Clay 0. Buchanan over Saugatuck 26-18. Brandywine knocks off North Point Christian 31-8. From the Southwest, Michigan 8-man was LMC 44, Bangor 28. Lawrence over Michigan Lutheran 66-6. Martin over Bridgman 50-16. Triuni Christian over New Buffalo 60-0. BCS Conference, Bering Springs 63, Parchment 0. The SAC, Kalamazoo United 34, Coloma 0. Dalton Kellogg 34, Waterloo 14. From the Southwest 10, Bloomingdale 44, Eau Claire 0, and Cassopolis knocks off White Pigeon 41-0.
Second half of the coach is on the way from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph Benton Harbor. It's 9 o'clock.
I'm Steve Weissman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The last time Colt McCoy started against Tom Brady and the Pats, he shocked the world, leading Cleveland to a huge upset. That will be his task Sunday as the Redskins' starting quarterback. Head coach Jay Gruden said he made the decision a long time ago, but McCoy has been recovering from a leg injury. Gruden has not decided whether Dwayne Haskins or Case Keenum will back up McCoy. Elsewhere, Rams head coach Sean McVay says Clay Matthews will miss at least a month with a broken jaw. The veteran linebacker has started all five games. The accumulating 6 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 19 total tackles in his first year with L.A. And the Jags have ruled out Jalen Ramsey for Sunday's game against the Panthers due to his lingering back issue. Head coach Doug Marrone says Ramsey will likely see a specialist soon. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Raymond Denon, Vice President of Optima Tax Relief. If you're in debt to the IRS, there's a lot you need to know. Starting with rule number one, don't mess with the IRS. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, even take your home or business. That's all true. But it's also true that there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like us, the experts at Optima Tax Relief. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've resolved over $500 million in tax debt for our clients. We'll stand between you and the IRS and fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima for a free consultation.
Call 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544. 800-624-7544.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert forecast on WSJM Sports.
Your forecast for Southwest Michigan will feature clouds building after a chilly start to the day, and that's going to hold our temperatures to right around 60 degrees, maybe a few spots in the low 60s. Some showers are going to be likely later this evening and through the overnight hours, but it dries out for Sunday, and once again, we expect temperatures to be in the low 60s. Temperatures staying in the 60s through next week. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and the Lake Michigan Catholic coach Toby Riley joining us. The Lakers, a 44-28 win at Bangor last night. 3 turnovers and an interception you come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Who gets the turnover belt?
Whoever has the last turnover.
Oh,
so
okay.
That was Shaw had the interception right at the end last night, so he gets to take the belt home this week.
Oh,
that's cool.
All right.
And I'm not a flashy kind of guy, and then Coach Murph said, look, I know this is going to make Coach Riley crazy, but when you do that, you do that like the discount double check belt thing that that Rogers does, because that means you're getting the belt. So I saw 2 guys do it last night. Yes, I just turned my back when that happens. That's it makes me crazy, but you know, the kids have fun with it. They love the turnover belt. So
that was
Coach Murph bringing that in. That's good stuff.
How last week?
Yeah,
we won't talk about the outcome of the game. I just want to know how you dealt with it, not being able to be there. Are you getting text messages, phone calls? How's that work for you?
Well, yeah, my text messages from my wife and from Austin Jews in the box. Right, so I'm not necessarily looking for play-by-play, but you know, if I send you a message, I'm you know, looking for something back relatively soon.
Sure.
Right. So there was a time I'd sent him a text and said, well, you know, where are we at? 8 minutes later and nothing. Like,
it's not what you're looking for.
Like, Juza, where, you know, are you still in the box, Juza? So, but no, I give my coaches credit, Josh Fairbanks and Pete Murphy last week. It was a unique situation with me not being there, and they handled it well. They went in and they must have given a real good pep talk at halftime, because they came out and they played really well in the second half. And again, that Martin team is a team that's going to go deep in the playoffs.
Sure.
But you know, for our offense to come out, and I mean, last week Dayton had 26 carries for 208 yards. You know, so I mean, our line is doing. I got to give our line some love, because I mean, this isn't all Dayton doing that. I mean, if we're not blocking, he's not getting that yard. But Logan Fairbanks at center does a real good job. Colin Alexander, and on our left guard, we've really got a rotation between Brandon Buchanan and Terrence Allen, depending on who's got a better week in practice at our blocking back. But both of those guys can run the ball. They can block from a blocking back position, or they can be a pulling guard. So it's really nice having that as a rotation. Charles Booker at one end, and Otto DeShaff at the left end. But they're coming together. They're, you know, they last week for 18 minutes of that second half in particular, boy, they blocked really well. Like I said, 208 yards on that defense is an achievement, because they're a real good football team. Martin is.
And Dayton had 99 kick return yards. That's all right. I don't get impressed until I see triple digits. So
yeah.
You know, that one extra yard could have gone an awful long way.
Yeah.
So I mean, I'll give him a shout out for it.
But, yeah. Well, and I'm gonna give him credit. I mean, he's a really, really good football player.
Yes, he is.
And you know, his stats through six games, he's over 1,300 yards. He's got 20 rushing touchdowns. He's got 4 kickoff returns for touchdowns.
He has complete season stats right now, and you still have 3 games.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You know, there's a chance he might be sniffing 2,000 yards rushing.
Ooh.
You know, I mean, that's an accomplishment. But again, that from an offensive standpoint, that's a real good team accomplishment, because, mm-hmm. like I said, he's not doing that on his own. Yeah, we were in a play last night that we ran spread. Now we haven't run anything outside, you know, anything wide like that all year. So we ran a 2x2 formation and ran a draw on a fourth down, and boy, they were real confused. They hadn't seen that and didn't know what we, you know, what is this? I mean, you literally saw the linebacker just kind of, you know, his head going from right to left, looking at his coach. Hey, what do you want me to do with this? And then we snapped the ball and Shaw scores a touchdown on it. So that's good. But you know, like I said, from an offensive standpoint, I don't know, as a team, we're coming together. And you know, we talked early in the preseason, you know, if we're going to be a power football team, we got to be able to run power football. And we're, you know, I feel like we're really coming to that. There's nothing defensively that anybody throws at us yet that we can at least figure out, you know. So they're not up to the line trying to figure out, well, who do I got to block, you know. We know what we're doing. You know what you're supposed to get, go do it, and they're doing a good job at that.
I guess finally you host Lawrence next week, and
yep.
If somebody looks at Lawrence's schedule, thinking, hey, or record, you know, hey, it's going to be a win. Brett brought this up last night. Yeah. Lawrence's schedule so far has been brutal.
Oh yeah,
that's a really good football team.
It is. We went and scouted them about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and I think they were playing TNT, and yeah, that's certainly no slouch. You know, we've got a you know, a big week of practice ahead of us. It's going to be senior night Friday, so you know, that's always an emotional thing, and that's followed by, you know, our homecoming the following week. So you know, we've got distractions coming up that we need to, you know, again, we've talked about mental toughness all year, and this is certainly something that we've kind of been gearing towards, knowing that these two things in particular were going to be distractions. So
Do you know yet, time-wise, for next week, or is that?
Since it's home, I'm going to guess it's 7:00.
Okay.
Still 7:00. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be in the 60s all week, so I mean, it's back into football season. So I mean, yeah, last night was just perfect.
Yeah, it was. It was know. A football weather night, as we talked about.
I said to Coach Fairbanks at right before the game, and I say it all the time, but you know, there's times when it really just hits you. There's no place I'd rather be than right here, right now.
Yeah.
You know, you hear the band playing in the background, they're coming down, and you know, the home crowd starting to get a little nervous, and it's there's something about the pageantry of high school football, mm-hmm. when it starts to get cold, that I don't know. I really like.
Life is good.
Yeah, life
next,
is good.
Next Friday's game at that's at Lakeshore's Field, the final one,
yep.
At Dickinson.
Yeah, next week is at Cone Family Field, and then homecoming will be at Dickinson Stadium. So
that's cool.
Yeah,
right.
So that'll be good.
Lakers are hosting Lawrence next Friday night, and as of right now, 7:00 kickoff, unless we hear otherwise.
Yep.
Congratulations on the win.
All right,
go
thanks,
Lakers.
Guys. Yep, go Lakers. So where are we at now? What was the bottom line for the bet? Because as you see, I still haven't. This is making me crazy. I mean, to tell you, I look like a hippie. I should be singing Bob Dylan.
I was
going to
say something,
you know?
About that when the hair's starting to stick out the sides of the back of your hat. Come
on. Yeah. But look, if I lose a bet, I'll take it like a man, and you know, I'll do what I got to do.
And then the winning record is the shaved LMC.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you're an LMC guy. I mean, you're an LMC alumni. So I mean, that's almost not a.
Have you had your hair cut lately?
Yeah. Well, because I'm not losing the whole thing. It's going to stand out more.
Oh well, then if that, then I'm going to go tighten this up today.
Oh, well, okay, and, all right,
all right.
No more tighten up.
You can tighten up.
You've got to finish it up.
Yeah, I'm going to have to braid mine soon. Ooh, I mean, look, come on, look.
He's going to come in next week with dreads.
Yeah. That's just. Oh no, there's a look.
All right, Lakers hosting Lawrence next Friday night at Cohn Family Field in Stevensville. Good luck.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, we'll come back. We'll talk about a big Bettenhauer win from last night as we continue from Henry's Hamburgers. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
The ball is in the air, and it's picked off.
Hey, that ball was picked off by rookie number 799.
Boom. Pizza Hut's new $7.99 pickup deal is perfect for game time or anytime. Pick up a large pizza with up to three toppings for $7.99 today from any local hometown Pizza Hut. But remember, the $7.99 pickup deal is NFL, not for long, and carry out only.
Not much time on the clock. It's coming down to the wire.
Hey, boom, check out the play clock. It says $7.99.
No one outpizzas the Hut.
Getting your car or truck repaired is a touchy subject. It's expensive, it's inconvenient, and most of us put it off as long as possible. Because really, who can you trust to fix it right? When your vehicle breaks down, breathe easy with AIR. Advanced Import Repair in Benton Harbor is a full-service auto repair shop specializing in Asian import brands like Honda, Toyota, and Nissan. Owner John Van Landingham has earned advanced master-level certifications, so you can breathe easy with AIR. Advanced Import Repair, M139, Benton Harbor.
Hi, this is Brian Laris from Campbell, Fort Lincoln, Saline & Niles, the number one Volume 4 dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell, Ford, Lincoln, Saline & Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
If you're an electrician with 5 years' experience, look past the paycheck. Got a retirement program? Health benefits? Got a training program to keep your skills current? Right now, there is a huge demand for skilled electricians in our area, and the electrical workers of Local 153 can put your career in a great path that includes amazing paid health care, a 401k, three pensions, and a great paycheck. If you've got the skills, don't settle for less. Talk to IBEW 153 for a brighter future.
Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski back at Henry's Hamburgers on M139 in Benton Harbor. The coaches here on WSJM Sports are joined by Tom Matthews, head coach of the Benton Harbor Tigers. Man, a nice number one your home last night.
Yep.
That's always nice.
Yep.
And you come away with a nice little shutout win, too.
Yeah, it was a nice homecoming win, good homecoming crowd, and it was nice to play as well as we did and get that win.
And he's concerned about the color coordination with the pants and the.
Well, you know, we have lots of combinations for our uniforms, and they wanted to wear black and orange, and I wasn't sure how it was going to look with them, but it looked great, and especially in that picture. I really like it.
So you got to keep it now?
No, actually, we make some changes. We're already next week is our going to wear pink for the breast cancer awareness, we're going to wear our grays. We have a set of grays. And then the pink complements with that.
Okay. Those gray uniforms are sharp. They all are, but yeah, those are sharp.
Yep, they look good.
Yeah. Good. I always joke, in order to play good, you got to look good.
Yep.
And you did both.
Yeah, they felt like they were looking good, so they played well. So.
And you had two big wins. You know, you had to get back on the bus last Saturday. What time did you guys head back up there?
Well, we played early. We left at 8 a.m., and we played at 11. So it was, you know, after getting home at a decent hour because they cut it at halftime, then to come back. And, yeah, we did a nice job in that Battle Creek Central game of keeping our focus. And because we'd been up 14-0 on Friday night, gave up a couple of big plays that, you know, we really had dominated the first half, but gave up two plays and one right at the end that tied it. So I was really concerned about, you know, how we were going to come back. And I told my wife that, you know, I'm sitting here at home feeling like we lost, you know, because we were up 14-0. Now it's 14-14. But then we came back and scored twice early and so on Saturday. So that was good. A big win. Now, obviously,
on the road.
You know, when you on the road, Battle Creek Central, and that was a real confidence boost for us. So.
And they had a couple of nice athletes. We saw them in week one too. That's no slouch of a team.
No, not at all. They're very well coached, and they're a good football team. And I thought we played extremely well. So that was fun.
Breaking it up, you said you were nervous with them coming back to it to tie the game at 14, and then after halftime you had to postpone until the next day. Do you think the postponement helped either way? And we were wondering with Battle Creek Central getting the momentum, scoring two straight touchdowns, all of a sudden game is stopped.
Yep.
If that was going to work in your favor.
Yeah, well, I thought so too. And then, we came out and, on Saturday morning, we didn't have much of a crowd for us at all. They had a pretty, not great crowd for them, but, obviously they still had students, they had some things. And they came out fired up. And the first two plays, it just blasted us, And so they're all the momentum, like, oh, man, here we go. And we punted the ball, and it wasn't a great punt. But luckily we stopped them. They went for it on fourth down, and we stopped them. And a couple plays later, we hit a big play. So I think we kind of stole that back a little bit of the momentum that I thought they got early. But it was a concern. But again, we're maturing, and our focus. We're practicing well, and we're preparing well. So as much as it was a concern, it kind of went away pretty quickly as we got into the game. So
and then getting fired up for homecoming week was probably.
Yeah, we had a really great week of practice. And again, one of the things I discussed, I think we unfortunately kind of started to peak a little bit on Wednesday. And I don't know if we lost focus or what, but Thursday was average. And then even before the game, I wasn't real happy with the pregame prep. But again, playing at 5, we're out of school. We've tried to have a pregame meal. We had a great pep assembly. The school did, the kids had a lot of fun. And it just was rushed. And I just think, so this week, I think I have to find a way to, prepare us. But we obviously don't want to peak on Wednesday. I think we really prepared well, though. We had great Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday practices. And so not that we want to have a bad practice, but maybe we just need to kind of push that back a little bit so that we're ready to go on Friday.
Does the early starts mess you up a little bit?
It's rushed. It's just, they're out of school, and especially the road game, that Friday. But, even this one, we had the pep assembly. We came down, our pregame meal, we're eating at 2:15, and, we're going to try to go out on the field at 3:45. And then we just got pushed back a little bit. Just everything seemed rushed. And then they were running a little late, because of them getting out of school, and, it just happens. So we started on time, but everything just seemed rushed.
And your next two games are also going to be an earlier start at home.
That's what I've been told. I was asking if we start to get the frost and it gets colder, and maybe the temperatures, that maybe we'd go back to 7. I think all that's on the table.
Sure.
I think they're kind of waiting for the health department's kind of lead on that, and when we're safe. But it's obviously we want to err on the side of caution, of course.
Exactly,
But yeah, it's just a little different. But listen, we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and make it work.
And Field Strip kind of sits in a watered area.
There can be a few bugs around there when the timing's right. Yeah, so we definitely want to be careful.
And to be 4-2 at this point, you kind of control where you want to be to get in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, we talked about it, I think, after the first couple games there. We had the first third of the season, we were 1-2. We weren't happy, and we wanted the second third be 1-0 each week, and now we've won 3 in a row of those of that second third, and now we go into the last third of the season. So, just want to be 1-0. We've got a tough, all three of them are tough games, so it's not getting easier.
Benton Harbor, the home win last night over South Bend Clay, shutting them out 36-0. You mentioned you saw in practice earlier in the week and then the pregame prep, the things you didn't quite care for. During pregame prep, what are you looking for?
Well, you want them to be focused. They're executing, doing the things that you expect them to do. All the things you hate to – you work on something all week, and all of a sudden you go out and, like, in your pregame stuff, they're not executing the way you were even during the week. And it just kind of seemed that way a little bit. We were a little off, watching the quarterbacks throw and the receivers run. We weren't crisp, and it was a little frightening there for a bit. But we got back a little bit in team time. But, hey, you're looking for them to be crisp and to do the things that you do. I mean, all you're doing is running base stuff and, the things that you do basically every single day you would expect to be crisp, and it just wasn't. So I was a little nervous.
Who are some of the guys who stood out for you last night?
Defensively, Larry Jackson is doing a great job coordinating the defense, and the kids are playing extremely hard. And, our seniors on defense have really stepped up. We talked about competition and that we wanted to improve and elevate the level of play through competition. And early in the year, some of the seniors, I think they – they got challenged by some of these sophomores that are up. And so we were starting half of our team with sophomores and juniors the first week of the season, and now our defense is 9 of 11 are seniors. And so, you know, you look at that with, you know, Eric Johnson on the defensive line. You know, of course, Ricky Jackson, you know, he's a junior. But Eric Johnson, Lou Johnson at middle linebacker, LaRoyce Moore, Malachi Dizell at linebacker, and then Isaiah Porter and Ronald Roseberg at corner, and then Asante Craig and Q Davis at safety. So, you know, we're looking at those are all seniors on the back end. And then, you know, Simeon Moss was coming on a little bit for us there at defensive tackle also. And we got Leonard back in the second half. So, you know, defensively, we just have a lot of kids that are playing extremely well. And I thought we tackled well last night. And, you know, we're starting pursuit of the football and getting consistent. We defended the pass well. And so defensively, we're playing extremely well. And then offensively, you know, we had a couple kids over 100 yards rushing. Our offensive line's doing a great job. And that's that same group that the first week we're starting, you know, two sophomores and a junior and two seniors that hadn't played much. And they're coming together. And then last night we got Davion Kramer back. So Davion played, you know, the second half, three or four series for us. And so we hope that knee continues to respond to treatment. And that's a huge add for us at, you know, at right tackle if we can get him back. And Q's leading us on offense, you know, with big plays. And so it's been fun.
You mentioned Quindarius playing on both sides. Do you find yourself looking to spell him once in a while during the game?
It's hard to do that with him, and he's in such great condition, you know, that we don't have to. You know, we've been more concerned with, like, you know, Lou plays such a vital role at tight end and then middle linebacker for us. That and Lou's in great shape, too. He looks great, and he's probably taken this and developed himself and really maturing to get ready to play football like we didn't see last year, so I'm real proud of that. But we try to give him a little break because he's really in a critical spot for us, both sides of the ball. But, yeah, Q's just an amazing athlete, competitor. You know, he returns punts for us, and sometimes we have to drag him off the field to take a break.
Even if you wanted to spell him, he'd probably say
sometimes
no.
Sometimes he
I'm
just
good.
Sneaks out there, to be honest with you.
I know special teams at times early season had been a challenge. Has that gotten cleaned up for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and even we had a punt blocked against Battle Creek Central at a very critical time. You know, we were up 28-14. We had a punt blocked, and it was a mistake by a senior. But then we punted the ball three more times in that game when it was a one-score game, and we executed perfectly. Mm-hmm. And Malachi punted the ball well. You know, and last night we averaged 39 yards a punt.
Wow.
So, you know, it's been good. We've had moments, but again, we're committed to playing a lot of kids, so we have some mistakes that get made with some of the young kids. And but no, I'm happy with that. I mean, I think we're covering kicks a lot better, and you know, our kick return game. You know, obviously we only used it once last night, which is a good thing.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
No, I'm happy with that. We have to keep working at it, and it's been a process. But again, I was more pleased with the way we responded against Battle Creek Central after the mistake, because we literally had to punt it three times in a row. They were stuffing the line, and they did a good job stopping us. But we kicked the ball all three times over the 50 and protected well, so that was good.
Benton Harbor coach Tom Matthews joining us here at Henry's Hamburgers. We'll take a break. More coming up on the coaches. Benton Harbor, the 36-0 home win against South Bend Clay last night. It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
How do you celebrate the big 6-0 in business? By counting all the burgers you've sold since 1959. That's right. Henry's Hamburgers is celebrating 60 years in business this year. Juicy, delicious, pure beef burgers with that Henry's grilled flavor. Join the party and celebrate Henry's big 6-0 in business. Henry's Hamburgers.
I'm hungry for a Henry's.
Now we'll count the french fries. 1, 2, 3.
Auto Owners has a local claims branch, so they have a field of adjusters here in St. Joe.
Rich Brand and Tara Halsey from IMS, a local company working with Auto Owners Insurance to provide local service to their clients.
I don't think you're going to feel real comfortable dealing with somebody who may be in Pennsylvania or Texas or, you know, California for that matter. Our whole staff lives locally. We're accessible. We're out there in the community every single day.
IMS in St. Joseph and Niles.
Insurance Management Service.
This is Ed Siemens for Siemens Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, ProMaster, and Mazda.
Well, if you're in the market for a truck and want to see variety, you got to come to Bridgman. We've got the biggest selection of Ram trucks, Ford trucks, ProMaster, Transits, whatever vehicle you want, we've probably got in stock. Whether it be a little dump truck, a people mover, a box truck, one-ton truck, three-quarter ton, we've got them. So don't waste your time driving all over. Come to Bridgman. You might really, really be glad you did. Thanks for listening. Bye.
When you do hire someone, you are taking a risk. You might be taking a little bit more of a risk if you hire somebody who's disabled, but we want to reduce that risk. Having an employer know that Gateway is there with a new staff member, training that individual, that helps to reduce the risk in hiring somebody, whether they're disabled or not. This is Tim Smith, Executive Director at Gateway Services. We want employers to consider our vulnerable citizens as a viable part of their workforce. Employers can reach out to us directly. We'll point them in the right direction. They can visit our website at gatewayvro.com.
The coach is on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We are at Henry's Hamburgers, home of the falling shrimp prices during the fall. Right now, 15% off shrimp menu items here at Henry's Hamburgers. That percentage continues to fall as the fall continues here at Henry's Hamburgers. Tom Matthews, Benton Harbor head coach, is joining us here at Henry's. The coach is on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Are you sensing, as you know, you had the win with Battle Creek Central and Kellogg'sville, now South Bend Clay, are you seeing more and more confidence as the season goes on with this team?
Yeah, absolutely. They're developing and getting better every day. I mean, we've kind of taken that approach, and you know, we talked about it a few weeks ago, just want to be 1-0, and we want to get better every day at what we do and worry more about ourselves than the opponent. You know, obviously go through the scouting reports, but if we do the things that we're capable of doing, and, you know, we have a great chance of winning as long as you're playing hard and competing.
And even in that loss against Elkhart, you guys played hard.
Yeah, we did play hard. We didn't execute well. I mean, you know, they're a great football team.
Right,
I mean, you know, but at the same time, you know, when you go back and look at that, we didn't play as well as we could play, especially early. And we just you got to be able to move the football to keep them off the field. And we made some big mistakes on defense that gave up big plays. But we got Elkhart to third down a lot of times, and just couldn't get off the field. So again, like I said, you look back at those things and you got to watch things and just. It was frustrating. I mean, we go all the way back to the first game. You know, we just had so many young kids playing that we didn't execute. So, but those are all in the past. Now we just kind of that everyday approach and trying to get better. And, you know, the next three games for us are big. And they're against teams that are all good football teams that we're going to have to get better every day to compete with.
And like you said, you want to go 1-0. As a teenager, it's probably easy to say, hey, last game of the season, Berrien Springs, they might be undefeated. You don't have to worry about Mattawan.
All we have to do is worry about Mattawan. And they've every day we write it on the board, you know, 1-0. It's all we want to be. We want to get better Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And you know, it's all those coach axioms, you know, that you hear. But it really is true. And, I mean, if you have to stay with the process and understand that there's a process you have to go through every day, every week. You know, we talk about – you know, we use the acronym WIN for what's important now. And the most important thing we're doing is what we're doing at the time. And so if it's stretching, we better be stretching better than we've ever stretched. Mm-hmm. And if we're, you know, it's tackling, we better be practicing, be better tacklers than we've ever been. So that's kind of the mindset that we have, and it's worked. And, you know, now we're down to that last third of the season. We need to be 1-0.
Mattawan coming off a big win last night against Lower North.
And they're a good team. I've watched a little bit of the film that we got from the Niles game. I don't know what happened, but, you know, Mattawan's a good football team. Yeah. And so I think, you know, they're probably sitting back going, okay, this second, third, last third of the season for us, too, they still have a chance to make the playoffs. And, you know, we had a great game with them last year, and I expect this will be the same. They're very good on defense, talented quarterback. You know, they had a bunch of big plays early on the passing game against Norix last night. You know, I watched one run through this early this morning. And so, yeah, they're a very good football team, great league. You know, they compete against, you know, some of the best teams in the state. And so it's we're looking forward to it. But that's why we have this schedule. We know we play great teams, and so that's why we got to get better.
Yeah, we saw them a handful of weeks ago against St. Joe. St. Joe beat them, but both Brett and I came out of that game thinking, you know what, Mattawan's going to be okay.
Yeah, they're fine, and that's where you watch them on film, and they're just talented kids. And so you never know what happens. You know, sometimes when you lose a game or two that you thought maybe you should have won. But, yeah, no, we know what we're getting into this week. There's nothing but a dogfight going to happen this week.
And you're looking, there's that fine balance. You want the confidence, but you don't want the overconfidence.
Yeah, and again, that comes with maturity and just, you know, that you're going to compete. And you look at some of the guys, you know, when you got like Q running your offense and defense, you know, and Lou, and he's played in so many big basketball games. You know, Q's played in these big basketball games, so things don't overwhelm him. You know, he just, it's another game, and you can see his confidence kind of take over with the rest of the players, too. So that's something that we have to build on. But yeah, they're a good football team, and we know that, and everybody that comes in to play us is good. So
You're fighting for playoffs, maybe even a first-round home game if you can finish out strong.
Well, we have a tough schedule, so if we can, it's finish strong. But again, none of that matters if you don't beat Mattawan. So let's get out and play well and see what happens.
Health-wise, going in?
Yeah, real happy with that. Like I said, getting Davion back, and a couple other kids that we've had to get back because of some odds and ends that have happened. Coming together pretty good. We had, I think, one twisted ankle last night. It's kind of been chronic. So we should be okay there. So, going into this, we're ready to go.
Tigers are hosting Mattawan Friday. Again, 5 o'clock kickoff?
So far, 5
so
o'clock.
Far.
Yep.
And it's the pink game, so the Tigers will be wearing the grays with the pink accents. Now, what about you? Does he own a pair of pink shoes? What do we do for pink for Coach?
I'm wearing orange and black, and maybe I'll put a wristband on.
Do you wear a hat?
I do not.
Okay. Well, we can't wear a pink hat.
The baseball coach gives me a hard time. He tries to always give me a hat, and I'm like, no thanks, I don't wear hats. So it's
pink shoelaces? Can we
something. Like pink I'll have something pink on if they're wearing pink, but I don't know what it is. But
yeah, shoelaces be
that's right. Work. Yeah. Right. Not subtle.
No.
Got to go bright.
Yes. Okay.
Go bright or don't go at all.
I don't know. Yeah. We'll see, but it'll be fun.
It'll be fun.
Yep.
Definitely. The Tigers are on a roll. The shutout win at home against South Bend Clay last night. They've got Mattawan again at home Friday night. Right now looking like a 5 o'clock kickoff. You can hear the game on our sister station, News Talk 94.9. Nice win last night. Congratulations. Good luck this upcoming week.
Yep. Roll Tigers.
Michigan State's got a tough one.
Big one tonight. Yep. That's going to be tough. Yeah.
In Columbus or at home?
In Columbus.
Yeah,
so I'm not sure we can generate enough offense to get that done. We'll play great defense, but, we'll see. So it's still not right seeing the defensive coordinator, Greg Madison, in that he doesn't even look good in that color. I mean, he may be doing a great job, and I love him. I knew him from Western and at Michigan. He just does not look good in scarlet and gray. I don't know what he's thinking, but good luck tonight, I guess.
Good luck to him tonight, I guess. Good to see you, Coach.
You too. Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk Michigan Lutheran football next on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Getting your car or truck repaired is a touchy subject. It's expensive, it's inconvenient, and most of us put it off as long as possible. Because really, who can you trust to fix it right? When your vehicle breaks down, breathe easy with AIR. Advanced Import Repair in Benton Harbor is a full-service auto repair shop specializing in Asian import brands like Honda, Toyota, and Nissan. Owner John Van Landingham has earned advanced master-level certifications, so you can breathe easy with AIR. Advanced Import Repair, M139, Benton Harbor.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week's specials, Our Family Canned Vegetables, 2 for $0.88. Our Family Pasta, 77 cents. Lay's Family Size Potato Chips, buy one, get one free. And Tropicana Orange Juice, 2 for $6.
Hi, this is Brian Lairs from Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles, the number one Volume 4 dealer in Southwest Michigan. That's great for us, but what does that really mean to you? Well, it means you save because Campbell sells more, you save more, and that's every day. In fact, we make a pretty exciting guarantee that we'll beat any deal on any new Ford from any dealer by $500, and that's an everyday guarantee.
See Campbell Ford Lincoln Saline and Niles today, where the best bottom line is always at the state line.
Now, your WSBT 22 First Alert forecast on WSJM Sports.
Your forecast for Southwest Michigan will feature clouds building after a chilly start to the day, and that's going to hold our temperatures to right around 60 degrees, maybe a few spots in the low 60s. Some showers are going to be likely later this evening and through the overnight hours, but it dries out for Sunday, and once again, we expect temperatures to be in the low 60s. Temperatures staying in the 60s through next week. I'm WSBT 22 meteorologist Lynette Grant.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski back at Henry's Hamburgers. Josh Nitz, the head coach of Michigan Lutheran, joining us. The Titans losing to Lawrence last night. And before we get into that, Brett reminded us during the break, the pop quiz that we had for the team last week.
Yeah.
One guy passed.
That's it.
Yeah. And it's no surprise as to who it was.
No. He texted me. He gets there and tells me how his shrimp is good and stuff. I'm like, calm down. You know, you're going to give it away and we're going to have a real problem on the quiz. But, yeah, no. I was guessing there'd be two, but the one that I thought was going to be there was telling me right away that he couldn't figure out how to get on through Google. So I knew it was only going to be one at that point.
Uh-oh.
And that being Jordan, right?
Jordan, and then I thought Rock would be it, but Rock couldn't get to it.
So Jordan passes with flying colors. So congratulations to him.
Yeah.
You go into a game last night. Brett brought this up during our pregame show last night with Lawrence. And if somebody had seen Lawrence's record, you thought, well, all right, hey, the Titans are going to have a nice game. But Lawrence had a brutal beginning of the season. Their record is no indication as to how good this football team is.
No, yeah, I looked at their schedule early on. I said they have a real tough schedule, yeah. You know, knowing that they're going to go through a lot to get to where they were at the end of the year. And so we knew they were going to be good. And we kind of game planned. We saw their JV last year a little bit, so we kind of knew who was going to take over the quarterback role. And we were prepared for it, and we told them what they're going to do, and they executed what we told them we're going to do. It's just getting our defense to get to the right spots.
Did I see where you had 56 plays last night?
Yeah, we got off a lot of plays, and they were limited on their time with the ball again with our defense. They had a number of big plays again, and so offensively we were able to really move the ball well. And I liked what I saw from our offense. You know, we're really starting to get that clicking and moving down the field. It's just kind of beating ourselves up with some fumbles, just stalling the drives, or just some stupid penalties that are stalling the drive. So cleaning that up, getting our offensive line to get a couple more extra blocks or a couple more extra hits to give us that one more second to get that nice pass off, we'll be well on our way for our offense.
What side of the ball is Lawrence more dominant on? They had a nice game offensively, but I mean you had a nice game offensively, but it sounds like they played pretty tough defensively as well.
Yeah, I mean they're good on both sides of the ball. I don't know if I'd classify one better than the other. Their offense dominated us. So I don't know if that's a lack of our defense or their offense was just that good. So if I had to pick due to stats, it would be offense.
The Titans fall to Lawrence last night, and you know we mentioned Jordan jokingly winning the pop quiz last night, but this guy continues to produce game in and game out for you, and had another nice night last night, not only running but throwing as well.
Yeah, his stats will always be there every time, but we had a number of players that played really well. So Cam had a really good game, and he wasn't only catching them from Jordan. You know, he had a number of passes from Spencer, he had a nice long deep pass from Spencer Harris. So we have people stepping up offensively and all over the ball, so it's good to see. But Jordan will always be around. You know, he'll always get his stats, whether it's taking off on a pass and making that extra run and getting those extra few yards or throwing the ball. So
yeah, Cameron Guzzi, what, five catches last night? When we saw you against Lake Michigan Catholic, when you throw him the ball, I just like – he just goes up.
Yeah, exactly.
Up and over a guy. I mean, you're right. He's just a good athlete.
He did that last night as well. He's got really, really good hands. And he went up and over someone last night, came down with the ball in one hand. I was like, you better hold on to that ball, put his elbow down, kept the ball in his hand. I don't know how, but he must have monster's hand because that ball didn't pop out. So, yeah, he goes for the ball. When the ball's in the air, he gets at the highest point like we teach, and it's great to see that. And, you know, our other wide receivers did a great job too. I mean, we had Patrick with multiple catch game today, so that was good. Autumn had catches, so it was really good to see our passing game moving the ball down the field.
Now, does Cam still play in goal for the soccer team?
Yeah, he had three games last week.
Those are the hands come in, right?
Yeah, we had three soccer games last week, we saw him Tuesday. And I was like, all right, well, we'll see you on game day.
Right.
I know coming in the game, you were having some injuries and issues. That those kind of get cleaned up a little bit for you?
No, we're getting worse as it goes on. We lost Timothy for the year now. That was a scary injury. He got a leg twisted up on a New Buffalo game. Someone came in and got a knee into his leg, calf, and went to the emergency room Thursday night. We thought it was just a calf strain. It ended up being a lot worse. So hopefully he gets healed up and it doesn't affect him any longer. But we're expecting to be out a couple months.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, and then Spencer now has both hands banged up in his leg, and Jordan's always got some little thing, but he gets over it, so it's fine. But we're getting beat up quite a bit right now. So hopefully we can get a soft weekend here.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it's that time of the season, too. Yeah. Just, you know, unfortunately, they're worse than you would hope they would be.
Yeah. It, last year, we actually did pretty well. You know, we got off, got lucky last year a little bit. But this year, we're just kind of getting banged up, I don't know, playing harder, whatever. And so we're going to probably have to take a soft week here, whether to pull back a little bit and, you know, and just really start working on a mental game. And that's what we got to focus on, is what our mental struggles are.
Lawrence had the nice start in the first quarter. Do you find yourself thinking, well, we're going to have to alter things offensively just to try to keep up and play catch-up, or do you stick with your game plan?
Yeah, they got off on a quick 24-0 run and couldn't keep up with them. But I was off a pick six and kickoff, and they were just moving the ball. So, No, we stay with our game plan. We're like, hey, whether we win this or not, we got to stay with our game plan and keep working on it, because we can't just start throwing the ball all over the field and missing plays all the time. So we stuck with our game plan. We pulled out another formation that we've been wanting to use a lot this year, and it worked on them. So glad to see that.
And then who do you have coming up this week?
We got Tri-Unity coming up this week. So another big – we got two hard weeks back-to-back. We go to Tri-Unity and we go to Martin.
Ooh,
so
yeah, no joke about that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so we're going to be getting our mental game right this next couple of weeks here.
So when John Eggert hands you the schedule before the season, did he kind of like slide it across the table and slowly walk out of the room before you have a chance to look at it, or what?
I know he emailed it to me.
Smart man.
But so we didn't know too much about Martin. You know, they're dropping down from 11, man. We didn't know what they were going to be like. When I looked at the first 3 weeks, I'm like, ooh, you know, watching them, and I saw some clips on them, I'm like, all right, well, we're going to be prepared for this one. Mm-hmm. So then I knew Tri-Union and Martin would be a tough back-to-back week after a couple weeks in the season. So
yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you can only play one at a time, just
right.
Kind of try to get better.
Yep.
And improve in the areas that you think you need to be a better team.
Yep, exactly. And that's what we have. We have a schedule on our football door, and we cover up every week except for the week that matters. Mm-hmm. So we try to get them to only focus on what's happening now and just getting their head right and working hard that week.
All right, we'll take a break. More coming up with Michigan Lutheran coach Josh Nitz. The Titans fall to Lawrence last night. More coming up from Henry's Hamburgers. Hey, Booster members, coaches, and athletic directors, the next time you're looking to order school and team apparel, promotional items, and other fan merchandise, put your trust in Premier Promotions in St. Joe. They're local, they know you and your fans better than anyone, and they're competitively priced, too. Visit them across from Clementine's in St. Joe, or check out PremierPromos.com. It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
Hi, this is Rachel from Rogers Foodland. Wouldn't it be great if I could just wave a magic wand and grant you extra time? I almost can. Just go to RogersFoodland.com and click on Shop Now. You can have your order ready for pickup, or we'll even deliver. And when you shop online, you'll find the prices are the same low prices you'll find in our store.
That's Rogers Foodland. Faster, easier, friendlier. The family food store.
Our family helping your family like only a family can. That's Rogers Foodland, and thank you.
Ross Fisher from City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning.
If you don't have a mechanical contractor doing maintenance, you're kind of at a risk every day if something's going to break.
As a Link contractor, City has a proprietary system for designing customized maintenance plans to save your business, organization, or school money. Call the crew in blue at City today. A Rheem Pro Partner. Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
City Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Call the crew in blue. Keeping you in your comfort zone since 1902.
It's a glorious day in Michiana. Louis Dominion and the crew here for you at Dominion Auto Group. Store in beautiful downtown Dowagiac, beautiful downtown Bridgman, and the home store in Benton Harbor. Over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the lot ready to go. Fully Carfax, fully warrantied, fully serviced. And we always sell the best for less. So stop on down today. Pick out what you like and we'll take care of the rest. We'll have you rolling down the road. Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Dominion Auto Group, we're here for you.
Higher standards? It's what you can expect with a NECA electrical contractor using electrical workers from Local 153. Trained, efficient, these workers complete an intensive 5-year apprenticeship. The result? You save time and money on your commercial, residential, or industrial project by getting it done right the first time. Don't settle for less on your next project. Hire higher standards. Hire a member of NECA, the National Electrical Contractors Association. To find out how, visit necani.org.
The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports, Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski, and Michigan Lutheran coach Josh Nitz back at Henry's Hamburgers. The Titans falling to Lawrence last night. You mentioned something during the break. There is the fight in this team is still there. You suffer a couple of big losses, but the fight is still there. As a coach, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I told him last night. I said, you know, you guys did well. I told you at halftime, I want you to fight all the way through the game, no giving up, work all the way through it. And the last couple of games, they've been doing that. And especially last night, I really saw them keep continuing to push. We were still driving the ball in the second half. We were still making tackles. So, you know, we just got to keep working on our defense and get that ball stopped. You know, we got to figure out the right setup to get there and get them ready to go.
We kind of mentioned, you brought the word up with Brian Keim from Lakeshore, is a team that's fighting for pride, and you got a lot of players on this team that got an awful lot of pride that they're playing for right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got a lot of fire in the team, and there's a lot of them that have a lot of pride for what they do, and it's really good to see, and our captains do a good job of stepping up and, you know, talking to them and making sure they're ready to go. And you know, one of them, Deuce and Jordan, both of them do a nice job. I mean, Deuce is a senior. He doesn't want to see his last year end the way it is right now. And so he's always pushing people farther and farther. And Jordan, you know, he's always going to, because he's so football-focused that all he wants to do is get better every week.
And you got a couple of tough opponents, and this is where the older players have to kind of pick up and carry the younger players.
Yep, exactly. And I've seen a good thing this year. Like last year, we were so young that we really didn't have a lot of, you know, we had sophomores and freshmen that were just kind of working together to get better. Well, this year now we have a lot of juniors and seniors that are really teaching those new incoming freshmen and some of the newer ones that are coming in that are playing like in the sophomore year now. And it's really good to see that coaching is coming out of them.
You know, any coach, and you want the team to have this perspective too, it's one game at a time, but you probably think now with three games left in the regular season, you've got some seniors on this team that have been in this program under you, that it might start setting in, hey, I've only got three games left and then I'm done playing football at Michigan Lutheran.
Yeah.
I'm going to go out with a bang.
Right. Yeah. We got a couple of them like that, and so Nate's one of them. You know, he really wants to get some fire and go and really get some wins, and he gets really frustrated because he thinks he can do better, you know, and it's hard for him. And it's most of his frustrations coming from the fact that he's realizing that. Mm-hmm. He's realizing that every time there's one less minute of his high school career.
Yeah.
And so he wants to do better and better every time.
Well, and we talk about this so many times with a lot of coaches, is enjoy the opportunity you have playing high school athletics, because it's easy for a freshman to say, oh my gosh, it's going to seem like a lifetime. And then when you're coming down to your last few games as a senior, you think, where in the world did the time go? Man, enjoy it while you can.
Time goes fast, and I still miss playing. I mean, I got out there in practice last week and ran wide receiver to show Lawrence a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it's just fun. It really is, and I just really hope that they're, you know, taking every moment and enjoying it, because there's only so much time you have in high school, and it's just really fun to have that time to
Now, when you're playing tough opponents, the main thing is compete.
Yep.
And, you know, do the best you can, and things will happen the way they're going to happen. But you know, it sounds like, talking to you on air and off air, the kids aren't quitting.
No, they're not quitting.
Fighting for each other, stand up for each other.
Oh yeah, we have a lot of people that stand up for each other, and they really defend each other against the other team. And you know, some of it's good, and some of it's a little bit too over that line. But you know, it's at least they're there for each other, and they're that family that we're looking for. And you know, and they kind of get it too, is that a lot of them are multi-sport athletes. So whether they're losing or winning in football, they're still getting that competitive edge and taking that into their next sport too.
Yep. Well, what I want to know, you said you played in practice, the wideout. What were your yards after the catch?
I had 2,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. No, Coach Nitz was the other referee every time they barely touched me. He's down, you got him.
Geez.
And I was like, yeah, he was on their side, not mine. So I didn't get as many yards as I should have. But
So the Titans get ready to tangle with Tri-Unity Christian, and that is on the road or at home? It's on the road.
On the road.
Two straight road games.
Two straight road games. As of right now, it's 7. Haven't heard anything.
Okay.
So getting there. Originally, we were a TBD on the field. So getting that, and then that game time settled down will be the thing this week.
Okay.
and you're focused on tri-unity, and hopefully you have enough healthy bodies this week to get ready for them.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the numbers. It's just getting everyone back to get everyone to the right positions.
And you've got yourself in a nice position this year as opposed to in years past. You don't want to see anybody get hurt, but if you do have an injury and somebody's out, you've got you can literally say next man up. Where before, it's like,
we got no next man.
Yeah, these injuries this year would have been devastating last year.
You'd be forfeiting last year.
Yeah, probably to that point. We're pretty close to that.
Well, those injuries, we got to. Our prayers are with them that everything's going to be okay, and they move forward.
Yeah, I think we'll be able to get them straightened out and go forward. So.
Good.
All right, thanks.
So the Titans are on the road at Tri-Unity Christian. Now, they play their home games where?
I think it's a community field, isn't it? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that's what John told me.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll call John Eggert. Yeah, give me directions and get the Titan Nation Wyoming for the ball game.
Yeah, somewhere.
All right. Good luck next week.
All right. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll hear from our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week and wrap things up from Henry's Hamburgers. The coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
How do you celebrate the Big 6-0 in business? By counting all the burgers you've sold since 1959. That's right. Henry's Hamburgers is celebrating 60 years in business this year. Juicy, delicious, pure beef burgers with that Henry's grilled flavor. Join the party and celebrate Henry's Big 6-0 in business. Henry's Hamburgers.
I'm hungry for a Henry.
Now we'll count the french fries. 1, 2, 3.
This is Phil McDonald for WSJM Sports. Our WSJM Sports Student Athlete of the Week is Kaylee Thompson from Niles New Tech High School from the Niles Cross Country team. Kaylee was the defending champion at the Berrien County Cross Country Meet. She won it again for a second straight year with a time of 20 minutes and 2 seconds. Congratulations on the county crown again.
Thank you.
You go into that meet thinking, well, I won it last year. I've got to do it again this year.
Yeah, definitely going into the meet, I thought I had to defend my place. So.
And you guys ran at the Lake Michigan College. I asked you before we got going here, what did you think about the course? If it was dry, that would have been a pretty sweet course, wouldn't it?
It would have. It's super flat. It seems like a really fast course. Just that day it had rained all night, and it was still raining when I ran. But it seemed like a really fast course, and I'd love to run on it again.
Based on the success you had last year, what kind of goals do you set for yourself coming in? Is there a specific time you really want to hit before the end of the year?
I definitely want to break 19 this year. I think that's my main goal.
Okay. All right. Now, where you are right now in the season, are you on pace? Are you ahead of where you want to be, about where you thought you would want to be? Where are you at?
Well, at the beginning of the season, I was right on track, probably a little bit ahead of track, but then I got sick, and I've been sick for the past, 2 weeks or so.
Oh, wow.
So that has affected my running a little bit, but I'm hoping to get back on track within the next few weeks.
You feeling more like Kaylee now? Are you feeling kind of normal?
Yeah, I'm getting better.
How much running do you do during the summer, getting ready for – you had a successful cross-country career here at Niles, and also last year a great track season. What kind of work do you put in during the summer?
Well, right after track season, I take a 2-week break off the first week, no running at all the second week, just light running, and after that it's right back on it, miles.
Yeah.
So
do you feel weird during that two-week break, thinking, I gotta get out, and are you just enjoying your downtime?
I mean, I definitely think, I have so much free time. I'm like, what am I supposed to do?
It probably feels weird.
It does feel really weird.
So do you run many road races during the summer, or are you just out putting your own miles in?
I just run miles. I think last summer I ran one road race, but that was it.
Okay. Do you find yourself running more for the enjoyment of it or more like during the summer or more getting ready for competition?
I mean, I think it's more enjoyable because you get to be with your team all summer long and you get to build up your relationship with them and push them. So that's what I enjoy most about summer training.
And your coach is Jamie Foster. And where do you see Kaylee right now as far as this season goes? You knew what you were going to get from her based on what she's done in the past. Is she performing as well as you thought she would?
Yeah, I think Kaylee's right on target with her times. I know her effort's been there since day one. And like she mentioned earlier, she's been sick a little bit. And as I've told her, you know, you got to move through that. You still have to compete, and that's what you do as a winner. And so far, she's been doing that. And hopefully, in the next couple of weeks, we'll continue to see her time decrease and get better and stronger.
the amount of miles she puts in during the summer getting ready for this season. We probably brought this up last year when I talked to the two of you. She seems like one of those student athletes that leads by example.
She sure does. She and the senior class actually are a special group because they're probably, in all the years I've coached cross country, they're the most dedicated and most loyal. And I'm here every day of the summer, and my expectation for my runners are at least 3 days a week, but I'm here every day so that they can, you know, work their schedule. But Kaylee is one of my top leaders for sure because she's usually here every day. Mm-hmm. And that helps the team, and it helps her individually.
Kaylee, entering the season, did it feel weird that you're a senior here at Niles New Tech? Do you think much, oh my gosh, this is my last year running cross country?
Well, I want to run in college, so I don't think of it as my last year running cross country, but I do think of it as my last years in high school running cross country. And it's a little sad, but I'm ready to move on to the next level.
You kind of answered my next question. Would you like to run at the next level in college?
I would.
Are you looking at any particular schools yet, or are you still kind of like taking in, just kind of opening things up?
I mean, I'm looking at a few colleges, still trying to put in the work, you know, figure it out.
It'll be exciting.
I'm very excited.
All right. Congratulations on the county championship and the season so far. Good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right. Kaylee Thompson of Niles New Tech High School Cross Country is our Student Athlete of the Week from WSJM Sports. I'm Phil McDonald, 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports.
This is Jessica from Harding's Friendly Markets. Have you tried the new Harding's To Go feature yet? Go to Harding's.com, click the link, and do your grocery shopping online. You can even customize your pickup time complete with curbside service.
This week's specials, T-bone steak, $6.99 a pound, 8-pound bag of Michigan russet potatoes, $1.99, and boneless, skinless chicken breasts, $1.99 a pound.
Phil McDonald, Brett Witkowski back, and Henry's Hamburgers. It's the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. We wrap the show up again with a full look at the scoreboard from last night.
The SMAC Conference, it was St. Joe 34, Portage Central 7, Battle Creek Lakeview 27, Lakeshore 7. It was Portage Northern over Niles 63-14. Mattawan shuts out Loy Norks 49-0. And Battle Creek Central over Kalamazoo Central, 32-29. Some non-conference action, Benton Harbor 36, South Bend Clay 0. Buchanan knocks off Saugatuck 26-18. Brandywine stays undefeated. They beat North Point Christian 31-8. And it was Comstock over Wyoming Lee 26-22. From 8-man football, LMC 44, Bangor 28. Lawrence over Michigan Lutheran 66-6. It was Martin knocking off Bridgman 50-16. Tri-Unity Christian 60, New Buffalo 0. From the BCS, Berrien Springs 63, Parchment 0. From the SAC, Kalamazoo United 34, Coloma 0. Delton Kellogg 34, Waterloo 14. It was Lawton knocking off Goebbels 42-9. Fenville beat Galesburg Augusta 59-7. And Schoolcraft beating Constantine 27-24. From the Southwest 10, Bloomingdale 44, Eau Claire 0. Mendon beats Hartford 35-14. Cassopolis knocks off White Pigeon 41-0. It was Centerville shutting out Marcells 35-0. From the Wolverine Conference, Three Rivers 28, South Haven 6, Otsego 27 over Dowagiac 26 in overtime. It was Edwardsburg beating Plainwell 52-3. Pawpaw stays undefeated. They beat Sturgis 49-8. And Vicksburg over Allegan 41-12. One game being played of some interest in the area, Gull Lakes at Detroit Country Day at 1 o'clock today.
So the schedule for next Friday here on WSJM Sports, it'll be St. Joe at home against Lakeview. That time yet to be determined. As soon as we find out, we'll let you know. And you can hear that game here on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. That being a battle of undefeated teams. Lakeshore is going to be home against Gull Lake. We know that's going to be a 5 o'clock kickoff, homecoming for Lakeshore. Lake Michigan Catholic is home against Lawrence next Friday. The start time for there right now is 7 o'clock. If that changes, we will let you know. Benton Harbor is going to be home against Mattawan on Friday. That's going to be an earlier start. If that changes, we will let you know. And Michigan Lutheran's on the road at Tri-Unity Christian as well next weekend. We will recap those games and more next Saturday morning here on the Coaches from Henry's Hamburgers on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM Sports. Hard to believe, 3 games left in the regular season.
Yep, and last night was great weather for football, and hopefully it finishes out that way, and then we got the playoffs rolling at the end of October.
Man, it's going to get here quick, so enjoy it while you can. The coaches, as always, brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers here on M139 in Benton Harbor, home of the falling shrimp prices all fall long. The percentage of the menu item going to be continuing to fall right now. Shrimp items are 15% off. That will continue to improve or continue to fall as fall progresses here in Henry's Hamburgers. Also brought to you in part by the NECA Contractors and Electrical Workers of Local 153, City Plumbing, Heating and Air Conditioning, Siemens and Bridgman, Rogers Foodland, Pizza Hut, Campbell Ford, Lincoln Saline, McGee's Heating and Air, Harding's Friendly Markets, Dominion Auto Group, IMS, Insurance Management Service, Gateway Services, and Advanced Import Repair. We've got Michigan State, Ohio State coming up tonight here on WSJM Sports from ESPN. For Brett Wachowski and Phil McDonald, the coaches on 106.1 and 1400 WSJM, St. Joseph, Benton Harbor. It's 10 o'clock.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This just in, Bills quarterback Josh Allen has cleared the concussion protocol and is expected to play tomorrow against the Titans. The NLDS between the Dodgers and Nationals tied up at a game apiece, thanks in part to a dominant performance by Washington's Steven Strasburg and a surprise appearance from ace Max Scherzer out of the bullpen. Strasburg, who had three innings of relief in Tuesday's wildcard win, gave up a run, three hits, 10 Ks in six. Scherzer, who started the